You're listening to Tree Note. Did you know that there's a historical marker that honors a tree in Salt Lake City? Of the over 600 markers placed by the Daughters of Utah Pioneers that commemorate places with historical significance, only one celebrates a tree, the Cedar Tree Shrine. When the pioneers from the East Coast reached the Salt Lake Valley in 1847, the desert landscape looked nothing like their green homeland. According to legend, they encountered a single large cedar tree at the north end of the valley. This tree became a key gathering spot where they prayed, played, and sang hymns. But, as is often the case with trees and history, nothing is simple. First, the tree was most likely a juniper, not a cedar. And it certainly wasn't the only tree in the valley, as pioneer journals describe cottonwoods and oak trees being used for firewood. Still, the so-called lone cedar tree was beloved. When it died, the Daughters of Utah Pioneers moved its 10-foot-tall stump into a pavilion and mounted a plaque near its base. Tragically, in 1958, vandals cut down most of it, leaving only a 20-inch nubbin. Later, the original plaque disappeared. Today, the remnants of that monument still sit in the same pavilion with a new plaque that reads, "In the glory of my prime, I was the pioneer's friend." Those early pioneers did find a friend in that tree. It provided the same things as our human friends, comfort and camaraderie. Tree Note is a production of KUER, NPR, Utah. Christy Miners is the executive producer and editor. David Childs does audio production and engineering. I'm Nalini Nadkarni, and this is Tree Note.